You are listening to Journeys on Revolution Radio on freedomslips.com and simulcast with wolfspiritradio.com. Join JP, your tour guide today, on this journey of discovery from the known to the unknown in search of enlightenment, knowledge, and truth.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, everybody on Revolution Radio Studio B, a listener-supported station. It is indeed. I am broadcasting on port number 8000. So there we go. Let's just hack that over there and get everything recording right. Okay, so thank you very much, everybody, for joining me on Strange Universe. And if you come over here for Journeys tonight, I have a very special guest, a friend of mine. He's been working with me for the last... I was going to look up exactly how long it has been since I've been producing the show, but I didn't have the time. I've been buried in Linux and Ubuntu and things. So without any further ado, I'd like to introduce my guest. His name is Frank Jordan. He's been a healer and a teacher of meditation and dowsing and many other things. And you'll get to know that Frank is more than just a man. Good afternoon, Frank. How are you?
Well, good evening, JP. It's just a pleasure to be here with you.
Excellent, excellent. It's lovely to have you. First of all, you have a website. If anybody wants to check out what you talk about, how to get hold of your books, it's Psytronics, PSI-tronics, TRONICS.com. Is that right? .com?
That's right. Psytronics means mind power. And so it's all about tools and techniques and things to enhance your personal power and dowsing tools. I have some of the most advanced dowsing tools in the world. I used to be on the American Society of Dowsers group for about 15, 18 years, and in that process of being on the Board of Trustees, I had the opportunity to meet with thousands of people, literally, doing workshops and things for the dowsing group, and it gave me the opportunity to see what was wrong with dowsing in general and how to develop tools that were virtually foolproof, the tools that really work. So that's what introduced me to the world of metaphysics, actually, was dowsing. Are you there?
Yeah. So that made me think of a we just covered a story from a newspaper from 1934 in the last show, and this fellow was detecting a underground city underneath the city of Los Angeles, and to detect minerals. He described having an enormous pendulum in a glass cylinder. I mean, this is probably a very big thing. And he said essentially did what you talk about. It's a dowsing tool, but it was on a large scale. Have you ever worked with anything that big?
Well, everyone has their own special tools or techniques, it seems like, all the professional dowsers that they developed, and the tool is not where the power is. The tool is in the person himself, and all the tool is an indicator to communicate with your subconscious mind. Because when you reach out through the frontal lobes of the brain in your seek mode from your psychic center, asking, you pick up the resonance of whatever it is you're looking for, what you're seeking. And that comes back into the subconscious mind. And if you've programmed yourself or trained yourself to use a dowsing tool, It's simply your subconscious mind, in response to that, moves your hand or gives you some other signal. Sometimes it's a body signal. I know people that can actually use their faces to douse with by feeling a muscle twitch in their faces. You've seen people use their fingers. And myself, I developed a sensitivity over about 50, 60 years of doing this, where my hands are my most sensitive tools. I can ask for something, have some need, be looking for something, and just extend my palm out and turn in a circle. And wherever or whatever I'm seeking, I feel a response from it in the palm of my hands. And I've used that for mental dowsing for many, many years, quite successfully. And I'm one of the premier water dowsers in Idaho also. I travel all over the Pacific Northwest, finding water wells for people, big irrigation wells for huge projects, and about anything you could ask for that you could need is out there in the distance and find, or under the ground. You mentioned the city. I haven't dowsed for any lost cities, but I've certainly been able to pinpoint a lot of mineral deposits, and I can even do it on maps and things like that. And I've developed a technique of using EarthMind, Earth Maps, MapQuest, and Google Earth. That's the one I like to use, because I can douse that thing and come in just to pinpoint things with great accuracy. And there's the coordinates to tell me exactly where it is. So I douse for people all over the world, for minerals and missing people, and about anything that comes up missing or you're seeking for, I can find.
This is a fascinating thing, the ability for a dowser, who to me is like almost like a musician who can tune in to different energetic levels. For instance, there are people who are attuned to metals, you know, so you can tune into the frequency of gold or copper and find where deposits might be. Or water, as you say, you can detect underground streams, which direction it's running in. And it's all through the ability of the human vehicle.
Well,
like Spock's tricorder. You could just, Spock could measure anything on his tricorder, couldn't he? It's like we don't need one. We can just query our body, and somehow there's a technology that says, yeah, that's 45 Gauss, that magnet, that is.
Well, I spent close to 70 years now figuring this out. I learned how to douse when I was 7 years old on the cattle ranch, and it wasn't enough for me to just simply know that I could do something. I had to understand how it worked. And when I went to Oregon State College, I studied agriculture, but I also studied agricultural engineering, so I got a background in scientific principles and things of that nature. So I have a pretty good foundation of understanding how things work, and so literally how the dowsing system works is that our chakra system, every level of the chakra system, has a different frequency range within it. And right down to the root chakra, which is tuned in through our DNA into earth mind and elementals and things of a very primitive nature, then on up ascending to the chakras, to the crown chakra, which is attuned to oversoul and higher levels of consciousness. And that is the source of our information, our intuitive information. So when we're dowsing, what happens is with our conscious mind, we define what it is we want to locate, our need. Dowsing responds to a need. And when we focus on the need with our brain, it sends a request back to the center of the brain where the psychic center is. And it in turn communicates with the subconscious mind, which is the chakra system. And the extended chakra system, of course, goes down into earth mind. And every deity or living being in earth, in the subtle energy system fields, can communicate with. And so a response comes from whatever level that frequency is. and that response rises back up into the center of the brain, and whatever dowsing tool you're using, or your hand, you get an immediate response to the muscular system, usually, or just a tingling sensation or a response of some kind. You can program about any kind of a response you want into your system. So it's a matter of being in attunement, just like you said. We are incredibly sensitive beings, and the more we use dowsing, the more sensitive we become. Dowsing is the best way to learn how to be a psychic, because when you're using make a dowsing request or using a dowsing tool, that is stimulating your psychic center in the middle of your head in the area of the pineal gland, and you develop those channels. And as you develop the channels, you become more adept at differentiating in what you're feeling. For example, in long distance healing, that's primarily what I do now, is healing work as well as dowsing work. All I need is the name of someone, and preferably their location, and have that request come in to some person. And for a need to be healed, and I can tune into that person through resonance, literally could look out their eyes, become them, and feel their bodies more sensitively than what they can feel it. And when I do that, I scan them. It's like just taking my point of attention up through their system, asking for pain or disharmony or negative thought forms or entities or just feeling for something that's not in harmony, that's not working properly in that person. And then I feel the resonance of it within my own system. And I've done this enough that I can pretty well define where within my own body where things go wrong, you know, having had that much experience. And it isn't too hard to define what needs to be done to bring that person back into harmony, and that's what the healing, that's what you do. Is a clairsentient healer just literally becomes the person, and I feel it within my own system, whatever their disharmony is, through resonance, and just kind of will it back into perfection again. And there's a lot involved in that too, which we could talk for some time about as we go along here. Because I'm primarily a teacher. I love to teach what I do to people, because teaching is a learning experience. Every person that I work with in healing or doing psychic sensitivity work with, doing readings on, or and there's no level that I can't work in, because I've developed my sensitivity to the degree that if I hear that something can be done by someone or something is potential, all I have to do is put my attention on it, and those channels open up and I can do it. So it's been fascinating to study, and it, as I go along through life here, having done this for 70 years now, every day is a new learning experience. Life is just a tremendous workshop out here that we attend every day to learn and grow and evolve our consciousness. And in that process of doing that, I also the curiosity there about how can we do these things, and what is spirituality, and what is the truths that are in the Bible and all the other truths. I can always look underneath the dynamics of something now, tune into something and go beneath the dynamics to what's really happening, and define how to do it better, or to understand what's happening when people are doing psychic things or spiritual things or having exceptional experiences of some kind. And so it's always a new day. Every day is a new day with new challenges and opportunities.
Isn't that what you signed up for?
Well, apparently it's what I got.
Actually, I did actually sign up for it. I remember it must have been 8-10 years ago, that I did ask for new and varied challenges every day. Maybe I should tone down the word challenge, because challenge means it means more intense things these days. But anyway, so I'm fascinated by the idea that we are, that somehow you're able to unhook your sensorium and place it elsewhere in other beings, in other creatures. Indeed, you took me through taking it through my girlfriend's dog one day when he was going a bit mad, and trying to feel into him and understand him, and that was quite a bizarre experience. I did have the feeling, you know, and I had these sensations of how he was feeling. It was a fascinating journey.
We are actually in connection with everything in physical form, and everything that's in mental, emotional form, and everything that's in spiritual form. Everything that has ever been manifested or brought into form. Form is simply a standing wave of energy. I've learned the physics of metaphysics by studying this too. Everything is a standing wave of energy. And learning to differentiate between the standing waves that exemplify or create form, and to alter those standing waves, is the secret of my healing success. That's why I can tune in to someone through the radio program 10,000 miles away on the other side of the earth, and instantaneously pick them up and be able to read what their situation is. Plus, usually I can pick up the mental emotional cause of their illness. And that's one of the first things I learned as a healer, golly, 40 years ago, was that it wasn't enough just to do physical hands-on healing, because most people can do that. For successful healing to occur, you have to clear the shock, the trauma, the patterning from the subconscious mind, from the physical form. And what I figured out there is, about the time I was learning to be a healer, computers came along. And as I was working with the physical body and the chakras and the mind, and following frequencies around and learning where different frequencies could be stored and located in the body, I realized that we are like computers. We created computers in the likeness of ourselves. And I can explain that quite briefly by saying that the frontal lobes of our brain are like the desktop of a computer. It's where we pull information up and sort it out, and A plus B equals C in a linear train of conscious thought, so that we can understand and work with something in this linear rational world that we live in out here. But it wasn't enough for me to do that. I had to understand why it worked, so I began, while I was thinking about a subject in my mind, I began to realize that when I was thinking about a subject, I could feel in my body where that was stored. And then the realization came that the body, actually the chakra system, is literally like the hard disk of a computer. And it's where we store files and folders and emotional experiences, patterns and forms, everything we've ever done and ever experienced is stored in our bodies. Not only that, through our bodies, through our DNA, and through resonance with our families, we have direct resonance into what I call the family flow. It's the family history. And many times when I'm doing healing work, working in the DNA of someone, I follow those resonances back into the parents, and sometimes I have to go back many generations to find the source of a genetic problem. And I clear it and heal it there and bring it forward in the standing waves, which are still there. Once the standing wave comes into form, it never goes away. It's always held in the frequency forms of the standing waves we like to think of it being in the past, but it's not in the past. It's in this ever-present moment of now that we experience. And so by going back in time and deprogramming the mental, emotional, shock, trauma, whatever it was, that's the causative factor that the organ or the system was holding on to, and bringing healing the organ actually back in time, and bringing the standing waves forward without that shock and trauma, whatever it created the illness, then the illnesses just disappear. They simply are not there in this moment of now. And this moment of now is the zero point. You understand about the zero point, don't you?
Yeah, well, we've been discussing a lot of that in the last few weeks about different aspects of the zero point, and we've been talking with Walt about energy that comes from the zero point, but that comes through a plasma spark, the Ark of the Covenant, all these Ark words. So it's something to do with this very special form of matter called Ark, or plasma.
Well, I haven't taken it down to that degree. My understanding of it is it's like, now that you mentioned plasma, that's exactly what it is. It's like a field, a morphogenic field an morphogenic field I discovered is like a field of consciousness where a lot of energy or experiential activities are put into some activity or something. It becomes a living residence. It becomes an actual substance. And plasma is an excellent word for it, because we can go back to that plasma and work in it and deprogram things like the morphogenic field of communal diseases and things like that. I've learned how to, when someone calls in and has a request for something like a bad cold or something of that nature, or a flu that's going around. Flus are very popular. What I do is go into the person and find the organism itself. And that organism, the individual's organisms that are causing the problem in the person, had to originate from somewhere else. That person picked them up from somebody else, and that's how these things survive. That's their methodology of passing from one person or one generation to the next, through living organisms by picking up the organism. But what I discovered was that these things have a mass group consciousness. And I've been studying group consciousness a lot in humans, but when I get down to the level of a virus, it has a group consciousness also. That group consciousness sustains these organisms. This is why they are gaining the ability to avoid or antibiotics. Is the group mind field is actually mutating out there. So even though we're hitting certain individuals with antibiotics to heal certain things, strengthening that group of survivors that don't get killed by the antibiotic, it makes them stronger and stronger and stronger, but it doesn't stop there. That group mind consciousness of that organism resonates out into the morphogenic field of that organism, so that antibiotic quits working all over the place, not just in the localized area of a hospital or something like that, where the antibiotics are being administered. So it's a fascinating thing to go into those and then determine what can be done to break down that field of consciousness so they're not all supporting each other, and that makes them vulnerable again to healing energies. The things even strengthen to healing energies, which are nothing more than projecting an opposition wave to the standing wave of whatever it is, and neutralizing the waves that hold them in form and create their sustenance and ability to live. So I think science in the future is, of course, we'll be learning how to do that, the physical sciences, of how to work in the subtle energy field that supports the physical field. And in that manner, learn how to take out an entire class of organisms around the world with one big blast of energy. Maybe that's something the HARP energies could be used beneficially for, things of that nature.
Well, yeah, that's a very good idea. And I think actually Tesla did propose things like that, that you could and I'm sure other people have, but I certainly would, if you could electromagnetically sterilize or neutralize virus colonies or bacteria colonies and just send them out, then you wouldn't need drugs. Oops, that's why we don't do it.
Yes, of course. That would soon eliminate our drug industry, which we don't need anyway.
Well, exactly. And the trouble is that the drug industry are very much connected with the opposition forces, as you call them, who don't wish us to be well. They don't wish us well, do they?
Well, not only do they not wish us well, in many cases they enhance the organisms and keep them going so they can keep sustaining their cash flow out of you for a long time. I see this particular in things like cancer. Every cancer case that I've worked with, it's been treated by the medical profession. It's like they're an ongoing experiment. They just hit them with one thing and then another and then another and then another, and it just makes me sick. But it's the best we've got, apparently.
Well, this is interesting, and it is a subject that I wanted to cover with you, because over the couple of years that we've been working together, when I say we've been working together, on Sunday nights, Sunday afternoons, at this time, sorry, I hit my mic, at this time, on Wolf Spirit Radio, on Sunday nights, Frank Jordan, gives a metaphysical lecture for 1 hour, and then at 6 PST, he begins using the morphogenic field of the listenership to focus into healing planetary energies and individuals and groups. And it's a fascinating thing to be part of, and I'm there for the ride as well. Sometimes I'll jump in, and I just open myself up, and I can feel exactly as Frank's been talking about. I can feel in my body where somebody might be having issues, sometimes emotional issues. I've ended up crying for 10 minutes at some points. It's quite a journey, isn't it, Frank?
Well, you remember how we discovered we could do that, don't you? Wolf Spirit Radio was a kind of a localized radio show in Nevada, which was a talk show, and Dave Crusoe, who's passed on now, but he had various metaphysical people speaking on his program and about all kinds of subjects, and one night his guest didn't show up to speak, and so he happened to have another person there at the same time who said, well, why don't you call Frank Jordan and let's see if he can come on. And this person was a friend of mine, so they did. They called me about 15 minutes before the show and said, can you come on? And I said, yeah, no problem. And so went on with no preparation whatsoever and talked for 2 hours, just like we'll be doing tonight. But the interesting aspect of it was, is when we got into the healing, I was telling how I heal things like joints and knees and elbows and things of that nature. And Dave piped up and said, well, you know, I've been a parachutist, what was he, a Navy SEAL, 26 years or something like that, and he had over 2,400 parachute jumps. And of course, in the process of doing that, he just destroyed the cartilages in his knees. He was literally could not walk without pain. And he retired and had been suffering for 20 years with pain. And so he asked, can you heal my knees? And I said, sure, why not? And so I projected myself to Dave, and that's interesting, as we're talking about this, my hands are heating up. That's my body signal that indicates that this flow, which I call the galactic flow, is coming in through me, that is this energy source that we direct to do these healings, particularly the physical healings. So anyone that is listening to us now, if you feel your hands heating up, just open up to JP's show here now, this the group mind of the show. And if your hands are heating, that indicates that you can have attunement or do have attunement to the galactic field that does this energy. This galactic flow is, I call it unconditional love of the galaxy, of God, because it holds every frequency in your hands, resonating through your hands, that is required to do a particular healing. And this is what happened with Dave that night. I had him, as soon as I started talking about it, his hands got hot. So I had him put his hands down on each side of his left knee, and I just channeled desire and will and energy to him. And anybody out there that's listening can do the same thing now, and have bad knees. And we just focused this flow of energy through Dave, and his hands got red hot. And we did this for about 5 minutes, and knowing that the knees would be perfectly healed. And when the flow stopped, I told him, okay, get up and walk around on that knee now and see how it feels. And he did, and there was absolutely no pain whatsoever. So he said, can you do the other one? And I said, sure, that's what we did. And Dave went for 3 years without ever having another pain in his knees again after that. It's highly successful with people who have these psychic intuitive healing channels and don't know it. This is what we do in our talks out here, when we're stimulating people to the very fact that this is possible, that we are in this group mind consciousness. We're all in a common resonance out here. It's a morphogenic field. This is a new one that I'm working with here in JP's program. But in our own Earth Mind Healing Group, and through Wolf Spirit Radio, when people tune into that, they just start to glow. They spontaneously begin to heal. And so what we do is ask a request from the healing audience, or the audience, and they send it in to the chat room or call in, and we just tune into them, and whoever's out there in the audience that has the same situation, they heal also. Now, you might notice your hands are starting to cool off a little bit now. So if you're working on one knee, shift to the other knee, and we'll just stay focused on healing the knees for a little while here. And it's incredible how this works, because we don't really have to understand what's happening. We simply have to have the desire to do it and the intent to do it, and have a target to send the energy to. The target has to be receptive, and so we can come into resonance with them. If there's any doubt or any questioning or any mentally trying to figure out how it works, it blocks it, or at least weakens it, because it interferes with the flow. Now, I would hope that all of you out there who are holding your right knees now, you are getting a healing. And we would appreciate anybody that wants to call in. I guess they can call into your show, can't they?
They can use all these. There's loads of chat numbers. You can call into Studio B on 310-421-4053, or you could just put something in big uppercase capitals in the Rev Radio chat room, or in the Wolf Spirit Radio chat room, which we are simulcasting on. I think we are. Oh, yes. Yeah. Anyway, so...
What was interesting, let me finish that story.
Yeah.
We didn't realize what was happening, because after we healed Dave's knees, we went on for another half an hour show, but people began calling in and telling us that they had a healing on their knees while we were doing that. And I said, yeah, that's what we're after. And not even realize it was possible. But now we're doing it on a routine basis, and there's no reason why others can't do it also. I like to tell people, once you felt these healing energies coming through you, the galactic flow coming through you, you can heal anyone else that you direct your attention, your desire, your unconditional love energy to, with the intent to heal them. And I had not heard about this being possible until we went through the recent shifts, what, 3 years ago now, when we had the 2012, yes it was. Prior to that, I'd never heard about it, but there's a shift in consciousness where our frequencies are rising to the level of where this can happen. And that's been another one of my studies, a real focus of what my intent is now, is understanding the frequency ranges that we exist in the third dimension, and learning how to clear and deprogram the negativity in the third dimensional reality that we exist in, and clear our patterns, our negative patterns and forms, hold us in the survival mode in the instinctive consciousness of Earth, so that we can rise to higher frequency levels and move into the fourth dimension. The fourth dimension being one where we'll all naturally have these incredible gifts and abilities, because they are ours by divine right. They are inherent in our DNA, and it's just a matter of learning how it works, and gaining understanding, and clearing out the clutter out of your system, and clearing out the dependency on the doctors and the medical system, and learning that we can do these things for ourselves. And it doesn't stop just with healing. We can do this with everything. Because everything is energies. Everything rises from the subtle energy field, which supports everything in the physical field. And my big study now is learning how to go into that subtle energy field and work directly in the mind of God to accomplish various things. And with our meditation group, which we call the Earth Mind Healers Group, we have that meditation twice a week, on Wednesdays and Saturdays at 6 o'clock Mountain Standard Time on Wolf Spirit Radio. What we do there is tune into energies of the Earth, the bad storm patterns or earthquakes, things of that nature, and help Mother Earth, and to work directly with healing the group mind consciousness of animals and organisms. It doesn't matter what it is, we can tune into it now that we understand how it works. And we're bringing back some pretty phenomenal changes on the Earth, too. And I know this because we get feedback from scientists. We see things that are happening that we initiated, and the scientists just don't understand. They can't figure out why there's been this sudden shift. One of them, for example, one of the things we do is we go into the earthquake grid, the ring of fire in the Pacific, and we go around that ring of fire and gather the energy of the potential earthquakes, and we lift that energy up through our systems, up through our crown chakra, up into the ionosphere, and spread that energy around the Earth as a protective shield, because energy is never lost. It simply changes form in response to something that actively can alter its reality. And so what we do is take negative energy and transmute it into positive energy that we can, an actual field of energy that we can draw from to do positive things on Earth. And one of the things we do when we create that golden grid around the Earth is we put our desire and will into that to be a protective shield against solar flares. And about 2 years ago now, they were predicting some really, really destructive flares. And but we had figured out how to do this. And about 3 days, because I watch the solar weather constantly to see when these things are building up. And about 3 days later, after the flares were supposed to affect the Earth, or our electromagnetic systems on the Earth, the scientists posted the notation. They didn't understand why, but the flares had acted very strangely because they seemed to flow around the Earth and out the solar wind on the other side. And this is working right directly into the same energy of consciousness that the Northern Lights are demonstrating when you see those. So we've learned how to tune in and use the group mind consciousness of our group, and even more powerfully, the extended consciousness of Wolf Spirit Radio, and beyond that now, out to JP's grid around the world, to where we're getting a tremendous field of force and power that we can call on to do very positive things and to negate opposition force things or detrimental things that could affect humans or any organism on Earth. We really focus on helping anything of that has DNA on Earth. If we hear something's under stress, we work with it to alter the weather patterns or to clear the pollutants and things of that nature. Another good example of that has been the radioactivity coming off of Fukushima. We learned how to encapsulate that energy and take it up into grid and transmute it into positive energy that's beneficial as our protective shield, or can be used in other ways. So we're getting right out there, JP.
It's fascinating that it's happening, and it's fascinating to see. Before 2012, everybody was saying, "Oh yeah." After 2012, it will be like reality is softer, more you able to change it. And here is a perfect example of being able to change reality with your mind, desire, will, intention, focused in a group, in a healing manner. And this is something that I've been looking for about 20 years.
Do you know, have you heard of any other groups doing it?
Not yet, but I'm sure that they will come forward, because surely we can't be the only ones doing it, right? Okay.
No, I think that what we will be doing is just demonstrating that it's possible, and then everyone can do it. This is how we're going to shift the consciousness from the negative domination Earth mind that we've experienced for the last 26,000 years. This is how we're going to shift into dominion, and it's a learning process. If we want to get into that now, we can. But
we hear these words, dominion, domination, and it's a very subtle difference. It's a bit like being nice and being really nice. There's dominion is much nicer than domination. Would you like to kind of flesh out the experience of domination versus the experience of dominion?
Yes, I would love to. Because domination has been around forever, and everyone has understood domination. Anytime we give our personal power away to a religion or to a government or any kind of a society, any practice, when we're giving our power away to someone else to do our thinking for us, or to tell us how we should act or be, we are living under the domination of that force, because their creative force is using power, taking your power and use it to their best good. So domination is simply expressed primarily through the old governments, the kingdoms and families and things that pass power down from one generation to the next for hundreds and thousands of years. Just like you see the royal family in England right now, who owns a good share of the world's property on Earth, and particularly in England around there, and that maintains the feudal system where the commoner has very little opportunity to ever own any property over there, because everything is owned by the lords. That is an expression of domination. And the religions are another powerful expression of the only way you can get to God is through them. And while we're talking about that, I want to mention something that I discovered when I, and I've got to express this for the benefit of everyone that doesn't know about this. When I do a reading on someone, I go in and go into the frontal lobes of their brain, and I step right straight back into the soul center, which sits behind the frontal lobes of the brain, the indwelling soul. And then I can read their soul and get an idea of what they're here to do and what their soul experiences have been and whatnot in past lives. And then we go on back into the psychic center, and then on back into the subconscious mind, and then on back into the subtle energy field and earth mind and all the rest of it. That's the channel. It opens everything up to you psychically. And when you meditate, that's exactly the path you want to follow.
So, Frank, do you want to go through that slowly once again? And could you describe the quality of the different zones? I mean, for instance, are they airy, watery, crunchy, sparkly? How would you characterize the different feelings as you go back through from the frontal through those different zones?
Well, let's just do it. That's the best way of teaching, is to demonstrate it. So anyone who wants to learn how to actually do real meditation that has a functionality and does something that allows you to access the subconscious mind, this is how you do it. All right. Just settle out. Get your hands apart, feet flat on the floor, in a comfortable position so you're not feeling your body. Just take your point of awareness up into your forehead, because you are where your awareness is. What you're doing when you direct your awareness to something, that's your indwelling soul that's extending its point of power to that point. And it all happens through the soul, although most people don't realize that. They think their conscious mind is the power source, but it's not. It's the indwelling soul that makes us cognizant, reasoning human beings. That's the soul purpose. So take your point of attention to the forehead. Now just take a deep breath, relax, let it out, relax, and move that point of awareness back a step. Right? Now, if you're experiencing kind of a glowing light there, a feeling of kind of, it's almost like a firmament, but it's just a subtle field of energy there right behind the frontal lobes, but it feels like it has power, it has light in it. That is exactly what I wanted to warn you about. That is a block, an implant, that's put there by religions when they do the sign of the cross on your forehead when they baptize you. That block makes you subjective to the religion, and that in order to access God, you have to go through the religion, that center of consciousness. It's just like an entity sitting there in your foreheads, blocking your third eye. It blocks all your psychic power, or would, if it could, it blocks all your powers, and making you totally subjective to the church. And I'm really talking about the Roman Catholic Church as being the originator of this, but it goes way back before that, because I find it in Jewish and Muslims and Buddhists and everything else. All of you out there that are listening, now I'd like to show you how to clear this thing. Get that out of the way so you can access your higher spiritual consciousness, so you go directly to the Oversoul and High Self and God. Now just take your point of attention on that field you're feeling there in your forehead. It's just a little, not a little, it can be a pretty big field there. Now whatever church you went to as a child or even later, you go to that church and explain to it now that you want to be freed. You want to release it from responsibility for your indwelling soul. And it has to respond. It's a divine law that it cannot do this without your permission. Just talk to it. Catholic Church, I ask to be released from any vows I made to you or that was made for me by my parents. I ask to be released and cleared of any imprints or patterning of domination, of subjectivity to the church. I ask to be cleared of all thought patterns and fears and guilts, particularly sexual guilt, and particularly fear of going to hell. Pull all that back now. Pull those energies and patterns back out of my third eye so I can have access to higher consciousness. Now do that with intent and energy and push that thing out of your foreheads. And then you thank it for responding to your desire and will. Thank you, church. Now close. Now, let's just go neutral for a minute and take your awareness back to the frontal lobes of your head again. This is your conscious reasoning desktop. Now move back again toward your indwelling soul. And as you move back, you don't feel that blight, that block that was sitting there. And immediately, because your intent and your point of focus is on your indwelling soul, you feel another presence. But this is a beautiful awareness. This is a self-awareness. This is your I am awareness. And it's just a warm, nurturing, loving feeling. Now it's possible to extend out from that feeling to all the other souls on earth, and we do that frequently in the group mind of souls when we're really changing some incredibly negative things in the earth. We use that unified soul will. But right now we won't do that. We're just showing you how to do this. Now take a step back deeper. Back down in the area of the pineal gland, it's kind of down below the level of your eyes, back in the middle of your head, kind of between your ears there. Now this is the psychic center. This is where you can, with intent, you can touch any individual on earth that you want to communicate with. And you do it simply by having your point of awareness there, being there, and thinking about the person you want to contact. Think about someone that you haven't seen for a long time. Now just reach out to them, go to that point in them, and then open up your awareness inside of them, looking out their eyes, attuning to them, and you get this feeling of being them because you are feeling them. And you can actually ask questions and feel the responses in your body. And you can actually communicate with them after you develop this. This is how we do telepathy. And I'm not going to show you how to do that right now. We might do that later if we have time. Now that's the psychic center. Now move on back a step deeper. And as you move your point of awareness back, and this is, remember, this is the same path you follow when you meditate. You move back to these levels, to this deep expanded field, but it's like stepping back and stepping into space, like you're stepping backward off of a cliff. That you do it with trust as you open up and you just feel everything expand kind of behind you and around you. Now that's your subconscious mind. And this is what is the carrier of information that's stored in your hard disk, down in your subconscious mind, in your body, because the body is what stores the information that you use in your brain. And this was the other great realization that I discovered as a healer, that in order to heal, I had to clear the mental, emotional memory or the shock or the trauma from the person. This is how you do it. When you think of something with the frontal lobes of your brain, there's a direct resonance with your physical body down through the chakra system of wherever that subject is stored, and you can feel it.
So Frank, we need to bring everybody out because we're going to go to a series of promotions. So if we can just focus ourselves and bring ourselves back to the front for the next 5 minutes.
Just hold that thought, folks, because we'll carry on in a few minutes from now. Go ahead.
So thank you for listening. That is absolutely I had some great little envisionings there, so I welcome your feedback in the chat room as well, of anything that you experienced. We may be discussing this in the first half of the next show, so or the next segment, which should be coming up any minute now. We get a little music playing, and there we go. So tonight I'm speaking with Frank Jordan. www.psi-tronics.com. There we go. And we'll be back in just a few blinks of your pulses of your brain. Indeed, this is Jay of the P, here on Journeys, and tonight my guest is Frank Jordan. We've been healing together over the airwaves, doing this amazing thing on Sundays, and maybe I thought it was about time we told you about it. So, so here we are, Frank. It's all kind of in a way. It's like we couldn't have planned it. It's kind of all part of some kind of plug together, self-assembling mission bot, kind of on the psychic plane thing, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely.
Let's go back to the meditation that we had just before the break.
All right, it's good that we repeat this anyway, so that people get to have the practice of enough feeling what it feels like to do this. So we'll take you back into that field again. But what I'm doing is setting you up here to access your subconscious mind and deprogram negativity out of the chakra levels in your system, where shocks and traumas and fears and anxieties and stresses and everything that is creating or actually is acting as an attractant to negativity in your life, or recreating negative things in your life, you can deprogram. This is what I love about this clearing the way to higher consciousness technique, is the fact that it teaches people to be their own masters, their own gurus, their own psychiatrists, their own doctors, their own healers, their own teachers. And so here we go again. Take your awareness again, get comfortable, and try to forget as much as you can the stress we just experienced with the commercials. Take your awareness back into your forehead and move back with awareness this time, and notice how much more clear it feels in the channel now. Back to the soul center. And feel that glow of self-awareness that is you. And move on back deeper to the psychic center, where we reach out and touch someone. Now step on back deeper into the that expanded space of the subconscious mind, which is literally the unified field of the chakra system. You're stepping into your hard disk of your biocomputer now. And here's how it works. When you think of something with your conscious mind, a subject that you want to clear or deprogram or work with, the subconscious responds by bringing that information, that experience back up into your mind again. And as long as you're focused on that, you can feel where that is stored in your body. Now, and that, you'll notice that that is all you can feel, because it's just one resonance from the pattern in your body up into your brain where you can work with it, from the hard disk to your desktop. Now, when you feel it and your desire is to deprogram it, you take part of your awareness down to that feeling, wherever it is in your body, and you push it right straight out forward, just like dragging it to trash. It's just energy, so you are directing energy to push it out of your body, right straight out forward. Now we're going to do that now. I'll show you how this works. Think about some traumatic experience you had with your parents as a child, where you're perhaps given a spanking or beat up or something unjustly. Bring that back up into your mind again and go back in time and remember that experience. Now notice, as you're thinking, reliving that experience, you're feeling it in your body. Possibly around your heart, your solar plexus, or in the case of abuse of some kind, down in your sex chakra or low self. Whatever you're feeling now in your body, push it right straight out forward. You're deprogramming the pattern, the energetic pattern that your body is still holding on to. As long as you're thinking about it and you can feel it in any part of your body, push it out. Now that's the fundamental technique. Close off. Now close to the chakra area where you're feeling it. Close it off, so that energy can't come back to you. Now, it's important that when you deprogram something, that you replace it with a positive thought. And here's how you do the positive opposite. Bring your awareness back up into your head again, way back deep in your head, and reach upward, right through the crown chakra, up to Oversoul. Because Oversoul holds the template of your entire experience. It holds the perfection of what your system could be or should have been. Now I want you to think of the positive opposite. Instead of the pain or the suffering or hurt or whatever you felt, think of the opposite. Think of your parents loving you up in your Oversoul, and pull that down into your, through the crown chakra, down into your body. Pull it down to replace that feeling of that you cleared. Now, love yourself. Know they love you. Now take your awareness back up to the frontal lobes again, your desktop, and we'll test it out to see if you got it cleared. Now think about the incident again. and see if there's any emotion, or you're just aware that it happened. And the more you do this clearing, pretty soon you don't even have the memories that these things happened. This is the ultimate psychiatrist, is your own inner psychiatrist, because nobody knows you like yourself. And other psychiatrists working outside of yourself, all they can do is look in and try to figure out what's wrong with you and coach you to do things. But this gives you the power to clear and reprogram yourself. I have a book called Clearing the Way to Higher Consciousness that I send through email. It got too costly to print it, but I can send it to your email address. And it has this, the explanation of how all of this works. And it has lists of what I call negates, negative indwelling thought systems that you can deprogram out of yourself. And it's an ongoing process of getting clearer and clearer and clearer and feeling, reprogramming yourself to feel better and better and better about yourself. And you can literally change your life and the life of your family and what you attract into your life and everything by doing this. When I do one-on-one work with persons, which I do, direct clearing healing sessions, this is what we do, is we deprogram out of your system, out of your hard disk, everything you don't need, and replace it with the patterns and programs of what you want to experience in life. It really, really, really works. Okay, JP, any questions on that anywhere?
Oh, right. Okay. Where do we start? One of the things you were talking about, is, you know, when you find distortions in your makeup and stuff like that, what I imagined is, you know, you're basically pulling down your factory settings from your oversoul module.
There you go.
And that's what, you know, these are the faculties you're supposed to have, and, that, you know, it's possible to wipe away the, well, I mean, do you want to talk about karma a little bit? That, you know, people go into these things, because of karmic situations. How has it worked in your healing? How have you read what karma is about and
okay.
Yeah.
We just programmed the pattern, the shock, the trauma, whatever it is. What we didn't program was how it got there. So this takes a little further explanation how things work. And if you can visualize now your chakra system and the zero point in your heart, in your heart center, this is the center of everything between your future and the moment of now and the past. The heart, this moment of now is, as we experience, is an ongoing moment of now, but it's created from standing waves from the past. Everything that has ever been done in the past is still there, and it resonates forward into the zero point where everything collapses. Every standing wave totally collapses, and then it regenerates in the next moment of now in the future exactly the same way, unless something, a desire, a will, intent, some event, some energetic event happens in this moment of collapse to change the future. And that's what we did when we were reprogramming. We go to the zero point and visualize, feel, express into the future what we want to experience. And that's what happens. We deprogram the past, reprogram the future. Now the past, this is the fascinating part of it, because you've all heard of the Akashic Records, and nobody really knows what that is. Well, in studying the energetics of consciousness, I discovered what it is. The Akashic Record is the silicon dioxide in the crust of the earth. The crust of the earth is 63% silicon dioxide, and every frequency of every experience that involves creatures with DNA creates a resonance that is stored in this gigantic computer chip that is the crust of the Earth. Now that gigantic computer chip goes all the way back in time from the very beginning of life on this planet. And it's a wonderful experience to follow that back in time and experience things 4 or 5 million years ago. You can do it. You can step right out onto a grassy plain with the dinosaurs if you want to. But we won't go there now. But understand that everything that has ever happened is stored in Earth mind. Now, there's a reason for that. What happens is that the DNA of a new organism on Earth, when it comes in, it doesn't have any really natural programs in the moment of now to how it experiences any changes in its environment. So what it happens is because of the resonance that is already stored by its parents, its ancestors in Earth mind, it draws on that resonance, that history, that family history, for the instinct that it uses in this life. And that's what allows every living animal, bird, fish, piece of grass or a tree or whatever. That's exactly how it works. It draws on Earth mind, that incredible morphogenic field of its own consciousness that's stored in Earth mind in the Akashic records. It draws on that to make its choices, to help it to adapt and evolve and experience life. Now, so the thing that happened to you when you went back with your mom and dad or whoever you went to that gave you the hurt in your childhood, that thing was still stored in the past. And when you touched it within yourself, you had a direct resonance back to that time and experience. That's what your memory was. That's the memory banks where things are stored. So what you did when you broke that resonance by pushing it out, clearing it out, desire and will, indicating you don't need that anymore, the subconscious mind released it, released that resonance. And so the important thing is to learn and understand that you can take your mind into Earth mind, go back to that point in time, and deprogram it back there. You can deprogram a negative experience, turn it into a positive one, and bring it forward in the standing waves to this moment of now, and whatever the experience was, it won't be there. This is altering your reality by altering your past. And in the zero point, when you've cleared the past, you create the new future you want to experience, resonate that forward, and there it is. Now that sounds pretty simple, but it's really very complex because of all the various different aspects of consciousness that are involved in creating a moment of now. And that's why the morphogenic fields are important. The morphogenic fields that sustain our moments of now, which are the moment of now, the living consciousness of the moment of now, of organisms, things like that. You can't just, well, sometimes you can just clear very exact things and it'll just be gone, but most of the time you have to clear the associated things too. Like in a family flow, we might have to go back through several generations to clear things. But one good example I use of this is when I was working with a family in California, God, 20 years ago, 25 years ago now, this is a family which, I probably shouldn't even bring it up, but that a family of incest, they just had this program in their family to do incest, and it passed down from one generation to another. And this lady I was working with was just mortified because they were all beautiful, wonderful people. They just kept on doing this incest thing in their family. So I worked with her a little bit. And I said, well, we've got to go back in your family line and deprogram it there. So we did. We went back five generations to where that thing was started, and it was brought about as being a, not as an abusive, dominating thing or abusive thing, but as a loving thing, that this is what we did for love in the family. And it's just natural, because there are societies that are that way too, you know. But in our society, it created a lot of guilt in the family. So what we did is we went back in time, went her back in time with me. We went back and deprogrammed that great-great-great-grandfather, whatever it was, that instigated that, simply by becoming him. And being him, we made the right choice. This is how you clear karma, is you back in time, and where the wrong choice was made, it created the karma. You make the right choice to not do it or to do something positive. And you bring that forward in time through the generations. And we did that. It took quite a bit of time because we split out through the various family flows in generations and followed them out. And we felt the energy shift. The energy shifted in that morphogenic field of that family around that subject, and it disappeared. Well, I never thought any more about it until I was back a year later, and the same Mary and this lady came back to me again, and she was just ecstatic. She said, "You won't believe this." She said, "I've been talking to my sisters, and it's gone. It's not there. We don't even think about doing it anymore. All there is a vague memory that it happened, and we're not passing it on to our children." So you see, JP, we are such wonderful living organisms, and it's just incredible what we can do if we understand how things work.
Yeah, because it was, we were talking earlier about the body being a sensorium, a tricorder, you know, one that receives information, processes it, and gives it in useful amounts to the brain and the processors, but it's also able to manipulate and move matter through subtle energies, and we're able to contact these through the same senses that we use to do the dowsing. And this is why we have such an emphasis on it. Isn't that so?
That's right. Dowsing opens up these channels. Excuse me, I had to take a drink there.
All right, sorry, grab you in the mic. Yeah, so dowsing does open up channels that that are two-way, not just one-way. And that I always like to think of it like the TARDIS. The TARDIS is bigger on the inside, but we humans, we're infinite on the inside.
Absolutely. We're unlimited. And clearing the old patterns and forms that created limitations, and clearing the blocks to our power, and even understanding these powers are possible, is what it's all about. That's our lesson. That's why we're here. That's why we're evolving up through the third dimensional reality of domination up into dominion. And I never fully expressed what dominion was, so let's go back to that again. we've been, pardon me, in this earth plane in this cycle, this 26,000 year cycle. And when the Great Flood happened and the Anunnaki created civilizations, allowed humans to begin to create civilizations. In this particular cycle, there's been two before that. But through our historic process here, we were deeply patterned into domination. The strongest survived. And so that was the lesson. And I got curious as to why this, where we have the potential of being the opposite of that, why did that happen? So I went beyond the simple earth plane human patterns in earth mind. I went back in earth mind, into the soul flow, back into the sources of the souls that have incarnated on this planet and been reincarnating for 20, well, for thousand years. I don't know exactly how long. But there are seven different soul groups that are here. And these are expressed now in the different races on the different continents. And those soul groups generally all came back into Earth to experience this coming out of a pure primitive consciousness, evolving up to a level of civilization, up to the point to where they could take shift from being negative and in survival to being positive and in dominion. And so this last 26,000 years particularly has been a school of learning not to be learning because domination always self-destructs. If you look at any of the great kingdoms or civilizations that rose, they all self-destructed because of domination. And domination made taking things laterally, taking more than your needs for power, for controlling, for implanting erroneous spiritual beliefs, fear, all the various aspects of dominators. Now the opposite of that, which has been trying to rise for a long time now, is dominion. And it's said in the first few pages of the Bible, and man shall be in dominion of all the creatures of the earth. It's not domination, that is dominion, which means that we are the caretakers of all the creatures on earth. It's our responsibility to nurture them, because as we give to them, so do they give back to us and support our lifestyles and our cycles. And so this is the basic concept of nature as it really exists, is that in dominion and all nature is dominion, even though...
You're back? Yes, we're back on. Don't know what happened there. I hope I'm coming through very well. There was a bit of a, Frank went off into a dimension, and let's see if we've got him back now. Not quite yet. Not quite yet. Where are we? He's on. Is he still on?
There we are. We got Frank.
Yeah. Good old Skype. We like Skype, don't we?
Oh, yeah. That's lovely. It's the opposition force doing this a little bit. It always does that when I get really intense. Okay, well, back to the way things work again.
Yeah.
Back into the dominion, the understanding that what dominion is literally the expression of God force love, unconditional love, love, empowerment, nurturing, caring, teaching, healing, doing all the things that can help to empower someone else to do better because of the realization that they are an extension of yourself. They are just your genes in another form, in another body, having another experience. But when we can all work together with one thought in mind, which is to be in dominion and to share unilaterally, giving more than... If we have more than our needs, we give it to someone else or find some way of barter with it. So that everyone is taken care of. This is a lateral empowerment rather than a lateral domination. And the source of dominion, of unconditional love, is a vertical source. It comes down through the chakra system, down through the galaxy, as a resonance of energy, just like we felt when we were doing the healing. That was unconditional love resonating out through our systems. And that unconditional love is what empowers dominion. And with dominion, we will not need, which is coming in the fourth dimension of reality, the fourth dimension simply being a higher frequency state of consciousness where we don't need police departments. We don't need armies. There'll be no borders. everyone will be in health because they will, their needs will be supplied by everyone who's creating and manifesting things, sharing whatever they have in return for whatever they need. And there may be a modem of trade of some kind, but that can be worked out too. We certainly did it in our past tribal communities and societies. We got along fine before money was created. And so we will again. And in doing so, we will have no need for any dominating thing whatsoever. There will be no need for domination, but only an expression of love for everything and everyone. And this extends down to all the other living creatures also. Because as we give to them, they will give back to us. And that's dominion. That's the way it works out in the outer galaxies and other sentient humanoid species out there. That's the way they do it. The ones that are successful and are evolving for a long time. And that's really why we had to spend this 26,000 years of enduring domination, is by learning what not to be and what doesn't work. We have been forced to acknowledge what does work and what will be. And because we are free choice sentient beings, there will always be that potential of dominators. But if we've learned the lesson that dominion brings us so much more in the long run, why would we want to dominate? Why would we need to? You agree with that, JP?
Well, it's like, it's an old game and we're tired of it, really, kind of thing.
So
looking forward, we're now beyond this 2012 where they said we're now going to be creating things with our minds. Now it's really coming true, it's really becoming real, and we can influence the future that we experience purely by deprogramming the things that have by program been projected out of us, and it's like we have got a whole load of programs that are doing it for us because we knew no better. Now we have the ability to dismantle the original programs or the ones that are a bad idea, and put some good ideas into practice. Isn't that possible?
Absolutely. Let me give an example of that, and literally how I stumbled onto this process of deprogramming Earth Mind. About 5 years ago, there's a friend of mine, a healer here in Boise, a lady who studied shamanism, and she studied everything, trying to figure out how things work. And she touches in with me once in a while and we compare notes, and I had just learned how to go into Earth Mind and how it worked. And I said, well, let me demonstrate to you how this works. I said, just mind lock with me now. And we did, and I took her down into Earth Mind, and I took her to Beirut, which was just being torn apart at that time, you know, this hatred to the they're all the same people. Why would they fight anyway? But they were. And to turn the city apart. So I said, now look, let's go down into Earth Mind and see how long and what is patterned there. So we did, and it was just horrendous. We had to go back centuries and centuries and centuries, and we did, and we deprogrammed under the city of Beirut those old domination patterns and angers and jealousies and all the things that we could clear out of that human consciousness were stored there. And we replaced it with unconditional love. Just love your fellow man for what he is, not for what he's worth. And we spent some time doing that, just generating energy. I feel my hands heating up and resonating that energy again, just speaking about it. We generated that into Earth Mind. We didn't do a thing with the people on the surface. But the most amazing thing happened. About 3 days later, I turned on the TV news, and the commentator was talking about a very unexpected thing had happened in Beirut, that the warring factors had gotten together and agreed that they were not gaining anything beneficial by fighting, so let's all get along and make it work. And they were doing it. And it only happened after we did that little session on Earthmind. And they were good for several years after that. They got along really well until I think outside forces moved in and took them over again. So in our Earthmind group now, through Wolf Spirit Radio, we reach out and touch hot spots like this, deprogram them as much as we can, and generally, gradually, it's making a difference. The bad guys are wising up. And literally what we do, it's not that we impose our will on them. We simply clear them of the domination factors so they can make right choice themselves. They will learn the lesson. Well, not gaining anything but being SOBs, let's get along and see if that benefits us more. And that's what you see happening in Iraq right now. We spent a lot of time, a lot of energy in Iraq. And when we finally got rid of the major dominator, which is Maliki, out of there, then everybody started getting along. And as we cleared the earth mind of the domination forces there, and the greed and jealousy and the absolute abuse of power, it's falling into place. It's near to becoming a functional country again now.
Well, that's an awesome story, Frank, and something that illustrates the, I don't like to use the word power, but is there anything else? The effectiveness of this. The opportunity of, it's like reality is like a bit like warm taffy and can be molded, and it's intelligent, so you don't have to mold it, you just intend it somehow for it to be the shape that it is, and it will conform to the thought, because that's what it does, isn't it?
Well, if you look around you and your home there, JP, everything you can put your eyes on was created through intent. First the realization something was possible, then someone with the desire to create that brought it into form and manifested it. And I'm not just talking about the physical things, I'm talking about the thought forms of the home and the society and everything else around you out there. We are creating our reality. We do it every moment of every hour of every day. And when we have the realization that our negative thoughts create and attract negative things, and learn to block those, clear and release them, and go into earth mind or into our past and clear the standing waves of what brought those thoughts up into our consciousness by deprogramming that, pretty soon you never even, a negative thought never arises. I absolutely never think about anything negative. When I see it out there outside myself, I just observe it. Well, okay, let's see what I can do to fix that. Don't get caught up in the negativity, no matter whose it is, because it pulls you back down into those negative frequencies. Every time you do make a positive choice and follow it up with positive action, you raise your frequency level a little higher. Every time you deprogram some negative pattern or potential that's been experienced in the past, pattern into your operating system, every time you deprogram something, you raise your frequency a little higher because the potential is now opened up for more positive things to happen. It's not a difficult process. It's just a matter of self-awareness, learning to be your self-observer, and to learn by watching others. By observing their negativity rather than dwelling on it and pointing out what a messed up person they are, look at them with compassion and understanding that they are in their learning process also. And if opportunity comes to help direct them to a positive expression and then maybe teach them these principles we're talking about right now, That's the process of raising one more person, one more level. I remember, God, 25 years ago in California, when I was doing a lot of trance channeling, bringing through information for people who'd ask for it, through Stephen, I asked one time, because I was getting frustrated, because it seemed like no matter how many people we did, more would just show up with more problems. And I asked Spirit, I said, what can we do to really make a difference in the world? How are we going to change the world? And the answer came through, one person at a time. And with that came the understanding that self-realization, it's all about self-realization of who you are, what you're here for, and where are you going. And isn't that the foremost question that's in the mind of everyone in this lifetime?
One person at the same time. We all become one person. We all understand that zero point. We get to that zero point. Do you want to talk about the zero point?
Okay, the zero point's a fascinating thing. I think you should experience the zero point, folks. You all have one. And it is what holds the form of your reality. Everything that you've created around you, everything you see has been created through the zero point of something, someone. And this is how it works. Close your eyes. Take your point of awareness up into your forehead. Move right straight back into your soul center. And always take time to say hello to your soul and get that warm feeling of self, of your personal power. Now move on back to the psychic center. Back on into the subconscious mind, feel that expansion. Now when you feel that expansion, raise your awareness up through your crown chakra, up into your oversoul, above your head. And you may feel some resistance because you've not cleared down yet. And the fundamental law of the universe says you must clear down before you're allowed to go up. Because Spirit doesn't want any clutter up there. But just reach in and touch into oversoul. Now that's the male polarity. Everything that is in form, in reality, is simply a standing wave having male polarity and female polarity. And the separation of the two creates a form between them. That form is created to desire, will, and intent. So now take your awareness down your spine to the zero point in your heart. And we won't dwell on that right at this moment, but take your awareness on down the spine to your root chakra, down into the earth below your root chakra, into earth mind, and this is the female polarity, Mother Earth. The female, the physical of all form. Now the oversoul, you're called, holds a template. It's the prototype of everything possible. The female holds the energy in earth mind, in the earth of all things possible. What brings those together into a standing form is in the zero point in the heart. This zero point, that's where there's a little point of light in there that is your indwelling spirit. Take your awareness into your heart now and find that little point of light. And sometimes you'll see it as a kind of a shiny cross of energies up and down, back and forth, and side to side. find that zero point. That is the point in the polarity field of the three-dimensional reality that you exist in, of length, width, and height. That's the zero point. And it's a distortion of waves of matter potential, energy potential, into a standing wave between the oversoul and the undersoul, the male and the female. It's that distortion to this three-dimensional reality that brings things into form and holds the form. Now, as that is formed in the zero point, it passes back in time, although it really doesn't go into time, it's just there. And it creates, because of the energy put into it, it continues to resonate forward to the zero point where there's nothing. Everything disappears. The scientists agree with this, incidentally. And then it remanifests in the future. So when you want to manifest things, this is how you do it. You go into the zero point and look to the past to see what may be blocking or in opposition to your manifestation of form. And you clear that. You go into the past and clear that. Come back to the zero point. Visualize what you want. Visualize it. Create the entire form of it. And this is exactly what engineers do when they're creating. They're in this state of consciousness, in their subconscious, where they're in this expanded field. They're manifesting and resonating it into the future. As they resonate it into the future, it becomes the attractant to all the things that manifest everything in physical form, or all things that are in any kind of a mental form. Thoughts are things that become form through the zero point in the heart. And it seems very simplistic, folks, but this is how it works. It is simple. And the thing that makes it work the best is the greater clarity that you can achieve by deprogramming out of things, out of your past, out of earth mind, out of the Akashic records, deprogramming everything that does not serve you in this moment of now, going on, resonating on into your future. This is why I recommend you get a copy of the Clearing the Way to Higher Consciousness book, and you get that through my website or emailing fljordan@cableone.net, cableone.net, fljordan@cableone.net. If you work consistently with that and deprogramming your reality, and working with others to create a positive reality around you, a joint manifest reality, is absolutely nothing. You can't create and bring into form. And that's what we're doing in our expression of dominion through World Spirit Radio. We are creating dominion where all things are equal, where there will be no age. We won't age. We can live for 1,000 years or 5,000 in the physical form if we choose to. There'll be no disease, be no wars. Everything will be in peace and harmony. People will exist in joy and the delight of life, and in anticipation of taking that joy of life out into the extended universe. Because I can tell you right now, we'll never get off out of this solar system, out into the universe, until we've achieved dominion and even higher level of the fifth dimension, where we don't even need the physical form. All things are ours by choice, by creativity, by manifestation, by dedication, and understanding how things work. And so it is.
Wow, that's an awesome thing, Frank. Well, we have been talking for the last 2 hours to Frank Jordan. If you wish to join us, we take part in the alternative Sunday service on Walter at Radio on Sundays, from 5 Pacific Standard Time, which is essentially the same time slot as this show, but on a Sunday on Wolf Spirit Radio. This is where we do it. And if you have people who are in your family who are ill, who need a healing, perhaps they may be incurable or something, that perhaps it's more than just a disease, and these are things that Frank and his group can help to root out and to set straight. It's a wonderful service, Frank. I honor you for it. Thank you very much. Would you like to tell everybody about your website and again how to email you?
Okay. Over the years, when I was developing dowsing tools and whatnot, we created this website, Psytronic.com, P as in JP, PSI-Tronics, TRONICS.com. It means mind power. And you can find my tools there, and some of the books I've written. I've written several novels as a means of communication, of communicating a lot of information and understanding to people that really we can't get across any other way except in the written word. And the clearing way to higher consciousness is all about clearing your internal consciousness, clearing and repairing the hard disk of your biocomputer. Earth Mind, a second novel or book in that series, is learning about Earth Mind. Certainly not all there is to know, but at the time I wrote it gave you great insight into how things were. And the third one in that series is Living with Subtle Energy. And everything about us is subtle energy. And learning how to recognize negativity and how to clear it out of your reality is a greater part of having a good life. And those three I send out as a package over the email, the electronic publication. Just drop them right into your computer. And the cost is not much considering what the benefit you can gain out of these works of mine and out of my tools. And it's certainly there for everybody to experience and learn and grow from. And I think we're going to be a continuing presence as Wolf Spirit continues to take us out around the world, and JP does at some pertinent point in time. We're going to have 2% of the consciousness listening to us, and when we do, the scale will tip. That's when the 100th monkey theorem will come into effect, and the world will spontaneously begin to rise. So the more people you can contact and bring into these understandings and listen to our shows, and because we always, in the Sunday night shows, there's always a lesson. Also, we have a tremendous archive going back for almost 3 years now, the previous shows where I've explained most of these things and how it works. Do you want to talk about that, JP?
Well, that's all we've got time for, but subscribe to the Wolf Spirit Archives. Really worth it. Thousands of hours of amazing, amazing stuff. Check this out. You had no idea. You had no idea. Come along. Check it out. Thank you so much, Frank Jordan. Thank you so much, everybody, for listening. It's been brilliant.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.